Well, once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time, Brother Mon speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. It's good to be with you by means of radio, wherever you're listening from, what hour of the day it is. I'm just so glad that you're there. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 29. We've seen, well, we started out yesterday by asking the question, how is your eyesight? Is it 20/20? In the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, proper vision, by the way, where there is no vision, the people perish. So, we can look at this in a little different way than maybe it's usually preached. The eyes are very important. The eyesight, we think about a very vital part of the body's function. It brings light into the body. How difficult it really must be to be blind or have limited vision there. So I'm asking, how's your eyesight? I want to say this week, and let's see, today we'll do this. How do you view the world? Tomorrow I'll talk about how do you view yourself. The next day, how do you view other Christians, and how do you view the lost? And it depends upon your eyesight as to how you see these, as to, first of all, as a Christian, if you were to ever grow in grace. Some people get 60, 70, 80 years old, and as far as growth and grace is concerned, they do not grow. It's because their eyes do not function well. The eyes are of a spiritual significance, and I must have good eyesight. Yesterday I said, I'll be honest with you, I confess I have an aid to vision. I have them on right now. They're glasses. Concerning the child of God, we have to have an aid to vision. We have to look at things as God looks at them. So, let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. How do you view the world? You'd be surprised as to Christians' view as far as the world is concerned. Sometimes we view the world as it's a place of challenge. It's a place of career, a place of labor. We think about, as far as education is concerned, I live here in the U.S. The U.S. is a utopia of knowledge. As far as the world is concerned, people are all involved in environmental things, like some people talk about Mother Earth and trying to bring back a paradise and to stop global warming. A lot of people are all involved in things like that. As far as religion is concerned, most people say, well, I'm not sure about this thing about God, but I tell you what, I know I'm supposed to be good. And my religion says if I'm good, I have some hopes of afterlife. As far as the world is concerned, some says you take the orange of life and just squeeze out everything you possibly can squeeze out to be able to benefit and help you as far as this world is concerned. Eat, drink, and be merry. I wish I had time to go into this a little more. But how does God see the world? Well, we know this. As far as the world is concerned, Romans chapter 3 says all the world is guilty before God. 1 John chapter 5, it talks about the whole world lieth in wickedness. In Romans chapter 5, it talks about sin that entered into the world. 1 Corinthians 1, it talks about the wisdom of this world as foolishness with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Satan is described as being the god of this world. You see what I'm talking about? As I look at this world through God's eyes, it gives me the right perspectives. I need to have 20/20 vision. As far as this world is concerned, I have to take and look at this. Well, in 1 John chapter 2, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Hence, in Christian circles, we sing the song. It goes something like this. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. A lot of Christians think they're going to live here forever. I'm sorry, this world will pass away. And unless I have the proper view of this world, I never will mature in the Lord. I never will be any good to God as far as missions is concerned. How is your eyesight? How do you view the world? We look at it as being a place of need. It's been a place of sinners. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the extent that he was willing to send his Son to die for the sins of this world. Hence, as far as this world is concerned, I look at it as we think about massive amount of people lost without Christ. And because now I have this vision, it's not that I just anchor my roots deep into this place. I understand that I'll leave in the future. And my responsibility is to win as many to Christ as possible, to tell the gospel story that Jesus saves. How's your eyesight? How do you view the world? Until tomorrow, Fisher Mund, saying goodbye.